Thank you and good evening, everyone. The sheriff's office is investigating yet another residential burglary. This incident took place on Sunday night at an apartment on Cobblestone Road in McKinleyville. The resident reported that he had returned home after being away, and as he entered the apartment, he noticed it had been ransacked. He soon met the person who had ransacked the apartment because the suspect, identified as 23-year-old William Kissler of Eureka, was standing in the bedroom filling a duffel bag with the victim's belongings. He also happened to be holding the victim's .22-caliber rifle. The victim asked Kissler how he had gotten into the second-floor apartment, seeing as though the front door was locked, and Kissler replied, through the bathroom window. Kissler then fled the scene with the victim's belongings and is still at large. Kissler is a white male adult, 5'11", 175 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information as to his whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. In another burglary case, two sheriff's deputies were on patrol in Garberville and spotted a man peering through the windows of B&B Auto Repair on Redwood Drive. As the deputies approached the man, they asked him what he was doing. He replied that he was speaking with someone inside. The business was closed, and there was no one inside. The deputies arrested 32-year-old Garberville resident Joshua Roberson, who also happened to be on felony probation. A search of Roberson's person turned up two syringes filled with heroin, and he was booked into jail on possession, attempted burglary, and a probation violation charge. Fortuna police officers responded to a report of a man taking pictures of a 4-year-old girl near an apartment complex on Loney Drive. After contacting the child and the suspect, 21-year-old Phoenix Running Wolf, officers arrested Running Wolf and obtained a search warrant for his apartment. With assistance from the district attorney's child abuse services team, the search warrant was executed and Running Wolf was booked into county jail on several charges, including communicating with a child for the purpose of committing a sex crime, along with meeting a child for the purpose of having the child expose their genitals. The sheriff's office is still asking for the public's help in locating 40-year-old Big Lagoon resident Catherine Gillum, who hasn't been seen since she left Grants Pass, Oregon last Monday and failed to return home. Authorities have searched both Highway 101 and 199, and friends and family of Gillum have joined in the search as well. Gillum is considered an at-risk missing person and was last seen driving a silver Mitsubishi Endeavor, license plate 6UXE841. Anyone with information about Gillum is asked to contact law enforcement. And since last Monday morning, the Sheriff's Department has been searching for 20-year-old Eureka resident Matthew Williams. Williams had fled from a deputy in a pickup truck and then on foot following a vehicle pursuit. Williams is also suspected of being armed with a handgun during the pursuit and managed to elude deputies during a foot pursuit last Monday evening. Despite repeated urging from family members, Williams has yet to turn himself in. Williams is a white male adult, 5'11", 160 pounds, with strawberry blonde hair. Anyone with information as to his whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Do you want your children to be active this summer and not sit in front of the couch playing video games? Sign them up for Boys and Girls Sports Camps at St. Bernard's. Children ages 8 to 13 will be taught to enjoy sports and learn fundamentals as well as teamwork. We offer a variety of sports camps and offer discounts on multiple signups. Contact St. Bernard's at 443-2735.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. For the past several years, local volunteers, businesses, civic clubs, and other organizations have combined their efforts to ensure that the city of Eureka has a 4th of July fireworks show. Former City Councilman Mike Jones has been working to raise funds each year, and this year it's no different. Jones will be present at a press conference tomorrow morning at the Best Western Bayshore Inn to provide an update on fundraising with a goal of raising $35,000 for an interactive show.
The goal is $35,000 this year. That being said, the reason is, having visited extensively with the people from Pyro Spectaculars, they thought we might like to have, and I agreed, a sky concert. So this year we'll have music choreographed to the fireworks, you know, that heart-tugging patriotic music over speakers down at the boardwalk.
The folks at the Best Western Bayshore Inn have been prominent in fundraising efforts. In fact, it was Best Western Bayshore Inn that provided $15,000 for the first fundraising effort, and this year they've been joined by others.
Again, this all started with the good people from Best Western Bayshore Inn, the Frames and the Westons, who basically said, well, Mike, we'll give you as much as you need, but we want you to go out and, you know, solicit the community as well.
Donations can be made through the City of Eureka, which provides the insurance and the infrastructure for the fireworks show. And that's the news on this Wednesday evening for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.